This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Nationwide, nearly 17,000 homes on tribal lands did not have electricity in 2022, according to federal data. The Biden administration is making new investments to change that. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The federal government is spending $72 million to bring electricity to these homes, with the goal of using clean energy sources. The Navajo Nation in New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona is receiving $10 million. Denise Bacenti is with the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority. She says the funding will aid hundreds of families.
It helps reduce the anxiety of not having refrigeration or electricity for heating, for cooling. It just kind of reduces the stress levels of families who have to live without electricity.
She says there are currently 13,000 of those families across Navajo Nation. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.
Get Out the Native Vote has worked hard to get more Native people to the polls in both local and national elections. Recently, the nonprofit in Alaska has branched out to 45 schools. As KMBA's Hannah Bissett reports, the hope is to create more youth advocates.
As director of the Get Out the Native Vote movement in Alaska, Michelle Spark has her work cut out for her. She's currently traveling to schools to get to the root of the problem.
The only real problem and barrier to voting is Alaska's idiosyncrasies and a low recruitment and retention record.
Right now, there aren't many incentives for election volunteers. In some communities, compensation is as low as $100 for 2 weeks of service, not enough to make up-and-coming elections a priority. On top of that, the ability to vote early is somewhat inaccessible to individuals who live in rural areas, requiring travel to urban hubs like Anchorage.
So what we're trying to do is just make the communities more aware of different ways you can contribute to the election process.
And that starts with getting students interested in voting rights and advocacy, and pay as they train and work for the group. Spark hopes that this program gets children excited to vote and educates them on the power that they have with their votes.
These kids know the value of their vote before they're even 18, and hopefully we've planted the seeds for new generations of super voters.
A super voter would be someone who votes in most, if not all, elections in their communities locally and nationally. Spark notes that this program also helps guide future board members and elected officials to get interested in serving their communities, and hopes that the program will work as a ripple effect.
The adults will start to realize that they need to step up to be able to chair and supervise the youth workers, and that the youth's enthusiasm will get them to realize the value and power of their vote and turnout too.
With several hotly contested elections in the state, the Native Vote has helped put candidates over the top. With this movement, Spark sees the future of voting in Alaska to be one full of activity from youth and elder alike. I'm Hannah Bissett.
Michigan State University Museum, in collaboration with the Native American Institute and other campus partners, is hosting the Red Dress Project. The outdoor display features about 60 red dresses collected through community donations, created by Métis artist Jamie Blackmore-Sett to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The artist says each dress represents their absence and is a visual reminder of their stories and struggle for justice. It's part of museum events to commemorate Women's History Month and will run through March 17th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 35 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.